When founded, each charter house obtained some properties and rights, which ensured the survival of the monks. The grounds extended 2 miles around the monastery and were the so-called desert, where we had the sole hunting, fishing, and pasturing rights. Our property was exempted from taxes and tithes. It was independent. We were subject directly to only the Pope himself. Ottokar III, the founder, gave us the land and rights. Over the years, many others donated land or yearly incomes, which enabled our existence and development. On our land, we grew all kinds of cereals, which were our main food. We also grew various kinds of fruit and vegetables, and were proud of our carefully cultivated vineyards. We bred livestock, which provided us with dairy products. We used skins to produce parchment. We took the wool from our sheep. Because we were forbidden to eat meat, fish farming was one of our oldest economic branches. We bred clams, crabs, carp, pike, catfish, and trout. On your way back from this valley, you might notice a fish pond. We used to have around 40 of those. By harvesting more products and trading the surplus, we were able to do business and make money to buy necessary things which we couldn't harvest or trade by ourselves.